All right, you are listening to the Wrecked Network.
Fuck. I'm already fucking up. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Shit. Let me curse more. Find more of a reason to regret my life. But anyways, you are listening to the Wrecked Network. And I have to apologize. You are listening to a very shitty poopy pants. Evil love. Sorry, everybody. I couldn't control myself. I got so excited for tonight's broadcast. I had to poop myself. Not just poop myself once, but maybe twice. Maybe three times. What the fuck am I doing? I'm talking, and I probably shouldn't. I should probably just let this shit go. But you know what, Race Punk. Big shout out. Big shout out. Hopefully we will soon be doing a Wrecked Network collaboration set, maybe multiple sets, with Raze Punk and Evil Love and his significant other, Winter, and anybody else that might want to show up at hashtag hotel party. But we won't know when that's going to happen quite yet. You will know when it happens, because everything's going to be pretty fucking wrecked. But anyways, let's start this set. So big shout out to Race Punk and Winter. And Stony, I see Stony there in the fucking chat. And No Clue, big shout out to No Clue. Vosto Z, hopefully you guys are listening, maybe not. I know you're on different time frames, different schedules. Nope, not schedules. Schedules. But big shout out to anybody that might be listening to the Wrecked Network. And let's let this show go on. My tummy is feeling a little bit rumbly.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The movement was begun 8 months ago by a small group of scientists who discovered, quite by accident, these signals being sent through time. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. They have created a repressive society, and we are their unwitting accomplices. Their intention to rule rests with the annihilation of consciousness. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. Please understand, they are safe. As long as they are not discovered, that is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
Well, let's just flush all that down the toilet.
Oh. What is it? Well, it's a little story with a lot of truth. An earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Jesus told many parables to grown-ups and children alike. He told them simply and sincerely, in words everyone could understand, so that all might learn the lesson that he was trying to teach.
Yeah.
We were selfish with the helmets on the little bus, to break through and sewage crippled up to get retorted nickel punks. Slowly culprits were his lowly robot bully vote, and one day rise in sections to interrogate the Holy Ghost. Holy smokes, father, black suit, white collar, kitty porn, dungeon guns, and three fingers for your daughter. Squat belly up, antique Nazi paraphernalia. You cannot pay your bills with holy water and Hail Mary luck.
Oh my.
Shut this fucker, enjoy the Alcatraz shower bun, and mommy's Madame Cliche, Generation X agnostic front. It ain't the nifty faith in 1958, before the new testament approved altar boy fisting rape, and take me to your later, long as they don't manipulate time to be. Call me crazy, but I bet that wasn't God's demeanor. Sodomator peeking, but Long Island was Jesus every weekend. Spoon fed to appease traditional upbringing of a middle Pennsylvania shithole where elders' movement stressed a stellar therapeutic Bible cycle. One church with a bait and tackle store next door, and not much more. So the two moved to New York, made babies raised on what they'd saw. Christmas morning smelled fresher than angel pussy, but immaculate conception came second to playful goodies. Like laser tag was way more spiritual than blood and body wafer bags and manger staff among a Santa. Cookies.
Well.
Grandma was a saint, really paint with snakes and bullies. Said if only you'd memorize your prayers like you did your cool G's. By the time I was old enough to know what religion was, I was Catholicism numb and truly didn't give a
fuck.
94 moved out the crib and ain't seen a steeple since. What Knievel evil seeps in the Christian leaders' pitch? The priest slap with parental advisory warnings. I'll be auditioning gods in my office on Monday morning. Another bill, slip down the hatch, you patch him through the kill switch. And yet another bill, slip down the hatch, you patch him through the kill switch. And yet another bill, slip down the hatch, you patch him through the kill switch. Another bill, slip down the hatch, you patch him through the kill switch. I need a couple A's for Q's. I'm not an asshole, I'm just a little confused.
This story reminds us of the one Jesus told about people who were kind and helpful to others. He said that one day the king would say to these people, come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. For when I was hungry, you gave me food. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. But the people asked, Lord, would come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. For when I was hungry, you gave me food. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. But the people asked, Lord, would come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. For when I was hungry, you gave me food. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. But the people asked, Lord, would come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. For when I was hungry, you gave me food. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. But the people asked, Lord, when did we see you hungry? And 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 sick or in prison? And come to me. And the king answered, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least these, my brethren, you have done it unto me.
Yeah.
Just a little bruise in the back of the pews, acting amused with a mask on the Vatican blues. For in the eyes of the organization, I was raised in aces. Just another sinning brick in hell's basement. Cubicle adjacent to the killers and rapists. For what? Drugs and fucking is part of growing up. Like cups of a dumb shit's better than the schools. I'm not an asshole, I'm just a little confused. Just a lit fuse in the back of the pews, watching a thousand flavors of the same God feud. I figure ultimate peace is the common theme, so it's a no-brainer piece when the blood hit the screen. Got a basic good and evil sensibility born. Good neighbor, no, a halo wouldn't fit over horns. A more saber, no, a halo wouldn't fit over horns. A more saber, no, a halo wouldn't fit over horns. A more science to faith, a more karma than bread and booze. I'm not an asshole, I'm just a little confused. Not an asshole, I'm
I'm just a little confused.
Not an asshole, I'm just a little confused.
Not an asshole, I'm just a little confused.
You know what, to be completely honest, Aesop, you're a fucking asshole.
My nightmares, cause she be jiggling, killing it in a nightmare. Between mean glances that we might share, the space between us is like a light year. All in my phone like she AT&T, all in my Facebook pretending she me. Cause I'm not hot, single friends feeding the nonsense. The ghetto's trying to kill me and my chick's an accomplice. With black gloves, black mask, blue lips, fat ass, like text messaging ridiculous comments. I had to watch my mouth out to read you the contents. She might literally love me to death. We had a stairway to heaven till I fell down the steps. Now I'm left with a pain in the neck, but she's my eye candy, the flavor I savor. And I'm part Vader, I think with my saber. I live in crazy town and I'm married to the mayor. The mayor.
She feels alone with her halo.
Call me Lex Jr., not Rex Lewis. My ex like a six shot shooter, sex ruger. She a sex cougar. She texts, we bang every time I sit next to her. Man, she get me hard as steel. I call her X-ray, cause my ex bust her neck during sex play. I get the cleanest dome, I mean at homes. She never be at home, but she never be alone. Her boyfriend is a punk, he rock a onesie. He think he fly, pulling stunts in his undies. But she my kryptonite, I know cryptic right. I'm sitting back with a pipe, getting ripped at night. On the window pane, coldest rain. My enemy, Miss Lois Lane.
In a baby blue dress, who I mentally be dressing as an angel through sex, who be testing my mettle, and yes, in a way I choose the stress, and I guess that I settle cause I'm a slave to huge breasts, but it ain't worth it. Ask me again and my mind has changed on the situation in 5 days, and I couldn't say for certain, so we stay in this deranged arrangement, nail between the breaks of these unwavering debates of who's the crazy person. She got them fuck goggles on me, my judgment impaired like I was drunk on kamikazes, riding a busted Kawasaki, calling a love doctor cause I need a fix of this chicken, it's sickening, wish I could quit, but my dick is mixing the signals and shit. Half of the time I see past these disasters signs, and half of the time I keep asking if I'm happy to lie. If blame can be a sign, I guess I'll have to try this food for thought. You can always see the shape of the pan and the pie. Savage desire for me to taste the love in, so my peace of mind will never turn into a baker's dozen. I'm crumbling.
She sits in bed with her halo broken. She says she's never been
alone. nigga, not for busting your eyes or playing fair. Now who got it on lock and entertain? Blow it out the damn frame. We hot off the chain as we keep it on chrome. I'll be the host, bonafide dome, specialize in riding boats. So hold on, so hold on. Hit a grip, certified shit, timeless, making you rewind this. Anti-pop, the world renowned. You know the name and the sound, straight from the underground. I self-service my purpose from the depths of the surface. Jersey soul, merchant words, disturbing the worthless. Sabotage like berserker barrage. A call for the raw collage, I'll be down to reply. So baby, copper tree, two tunes, folks agree. I'm supposed to be regarded top-notch MC. But ain't we all nice in our own? I prove this on the microphone. Highlight shown in ESPN zone. Frequently visit your frequencies. iPods and MP3s and mini DVs. Flicks on your website. Prove you saw me in the flesh. Never running out of breath. Battle no contest. Form with the best. Ladies label me hotness. I got blessed. Charm and finesse. Form for the test. Check your charts and graphs. This is my arts and crafts. Look up your arts and stab to interrupt your broadcast. Now who got it on lock? Can't entertain. Blowing my shit. Telling this herds and not your boys. I'm full blown like I said on my last. Always keeping something moisturizing from the underground.
So they're never gonna play this. Kill him with the latest. Tell nothing make room, leak spaces. Be the base, my boot, I lazy. Send them another hard boot on the bases. Cause it's true, it's true, it's saving. Me and them are not kosher. So the sky, I raise for the dog place. Me the rap with a skipping promoter. I tell the money up front, not me, not chat. I run up on the stage and read off. My belly up, it's my beat up, it's chat. I represent back to the back. So I wanna see the beat up from the front to the back.
Dr. Beastman, your plan. Dr. Beastman, your plan.
plan.
Be the one the children bicker over. It's that Warriors first baseball fury element. The glitches, motor sensory development. I am a star, really. That Big Bang bastard's back on a one-way ticket to Beat Street. It's all in life relevant. Human time, supply, demand, ratio, man, learning. I work past the service. I work on what I love. I work the service on my burdens. And I work until it's here, then a flatline closes the curtain.
Let's go.